This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
5 days out from NFL free agency, but before the Lions can add on the outside, they got to take care of internal. Get their house in order. Five questions, 5 days out.
Yeah, it's kind of like, let's get everybody up to date where things stand. They've been very quiet compared to some teams in the league. You can't do a lot in the last 6 weeks, but there are things teams can do. They really haven't done anything. So we're going to call this the Lions offseason reveal from an internal perspective. So Aiden Hutchinson's fifth-year option is a no-brainer. Deadline's May 1st. Do you extend him this offseason, or do you wait to see his recovery?
I think from the Lions' perspective, you want to get him under contract long-term as quickly as possible. The cost is only going to go up. Having said that, on Aiden Hutchinson's side of things, do you want to sign a contract right now? He was leader in the clubhouse when he got hurt to be defensive player of the year. If he is able to return this year and play at that level or better, now all of a sudden, if he is defensive player of the year, it adds numbers and it adds big numbers to that contract. So I don't know that you're not going to get any more commas in it, but you are going to get a higher number. Instead of $30 million a year, is it 35? Is it 36? What do they do in terms of the guaranteed money over the course of that contract? So the question isn't, do the Lions need to do this? The question is, does Aiden Hutchinson do this now, take the guaranteed money and the big contract, or does he bet on himself and say, you know what, I think there's more there?
I just think coming off an injury, you want financial security. I would think both parties desperately want to get a big deal done for Aiden Hutchinson. Aiden's a culture guy. He's a work ethic guy. He hardly ever leaves the field, right? I mean, when he was healthy, he played damn near every snap. He's going to get paid. He'll be among, if not the highest paid pass rushers this offseason. Get it done.
Does it happen at the same time as we saw the ones last year where it's sure, basically right up to the draft?
Well, he was tracking to be the highest paid defensive player before he got hurt this year. If I were him and his agent, I would still demand that.
And if I'm the Lions, I'd pay it.
Well, but here's the other thing. Do you wait until and see what Dallas does with Micah Parsons? Because if they set the market with him, is Aiden Hutchinson going to make more than Micah Parsons?
Well, that was part of Brad jumping out in front of the golf stuff. Is it's only going to go up. Pay him now.
But you're saying you should wait. Again, it takes two to tango.
I would suspect, though, what you described there from Parsons and signing before Hutch, I would actually think it would be the reverse, because it reminds me of Ja'Marr Chase in Cincy. He simply wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback in football. I believe Micah Parsons probably wants to be the highest paid defensive player in football and will not re-sign until Hutch does.
The difference, though, is Hutch has 2 years, because they're going to pick up the fifth-year option. Micah Parsons is going into his fifth year.
True, but still, I think, look at Chase now. Chase is entering his fifth year. I mean, that's where I just think they're the same type of player versus, yep. If Hutch can get the highest right now, he would just take it. All right, Jameson Williams also will likely get his fifth-year option picked up. Is there any world, though, where the Lions would extend J-Mo just like Hutch this offseason?
Look, there was a point in the middle of the season where I was even unsure about the fifth year. That's out of the window. He played well. 1,000-yard season, explosive. Yeah, I'm cool with J-Mo getting the fifth year. In terms of a long-term extension, they got bigger fish to fry. I wouldn't be rushing to extend him.
I wouldn't be rushing to extend him either, because they could do what Cincinnati did with T. Higgins. You can use the franchise tag on him. And so you pick up that fifth-year option. It's going to be around $15 million, a little bit higher than $15 million. Those numbers came out, I think it was late Friday. And because he hasn't been in a Pro Bowl, hasn't made the required number of starts or playing time, he's going to be on the lower end. But you pick up that option, and then you have options. Because let's just say something were to happen with golf and things weren't going well this year, you could use him as trade bait. to get more draft picks and move on at that point. You could franchise tag him. Now you're 6 years in. Where is Amon-Ra St. Brown at that time? What other injuries might happen by that time? That all plays a part in it, but you don't have to make that decision now. You pick up the fifth-year option so you have time.
So the franchise tag is a necessary evil in this league. This year, only two were handed out, lowest amount since 2006. Mm-hmm. Players hate it. However, I would say that Jameson Williams fits the profile of a guy that should be tagged. And what you're saying is he would then be a Lion for the next three seasons without you giving him a contract.
Correct. Well, and only if he deserves it each year.
Yes, you're making him pay for developing late.
Yep.
Players hate it, but if you're a first-round pick and you have that fifth year picked up, that's guaranteed money, which is $15 million. That franchise tag is also fully guaranteed in whole, which I can't remember the numbers for T. Higgins. It's going to go up a little bit, but it's like $21 million. So in 2 years, fifth year and sixth year, he's going to be making, what is it, $36 million, 100% guaranteed?
It's better than handing him a $100 million deal.
Yeah.
All right, the offensive line has a big question to answer with Kevin Zeitler. Should the Lions bring him back? And if they do, does that mean Glasgow becomes a backup to Mahogany?
Yes and yes.
Ooh.
I do think that they should bring him back, and they should let both him and Glasgow duke it out as to who is going to be the starting guard at one of those guard positions. Mahogany, great pickup, and I thought he played well. Now, he's going to have to prove it, but you have the reliability of two veterans if Mahogany, you know, has a sophomore slump to start the season or doesn't do something right this offseason, which I don't believe is going to happen, but you have a security blanket in both those guys. I would love to see Zeitler back. I thought he played well last year. Question I have is durability, but you have two guys in Glasgow and Zeitler that you can get 17 games out of.
And Glasgow then becomes a flex piece if anything happens to Frank, because he can play center. No, this is a great problem to have. If you have Mahogany step into that starter's role and bring back Zeitler, yes, I'm right there with you.
All right, something backup QB is a clear need. Do you agree with that, or do you trust Hooker as the number two? If you don't trust Hooker, then they need to sign someone for competition. Of these three names, who do you like the most? I don't know if you like any of them. You got to pick one. Trey Lance. That's John's boy.
Was. That's swing and a miss.
That was a fun fair stray. Zach Wilson or my boy, Kyle Trask.
Okay. The Lions don't agree that Hooker is the number two, as evidenced from the playoff game, right? So I'll just take their lead on this and say, yeah, you need to add a vet in the room. you're going to make me pinch my nose from that group. Lance probably has the highest upside. I don't love it, but at least it's a body competition and someone who could develop.
Lance may have the highest upside because he could be, he's kind of like a Hooker, right? You've got both options. You could run, you could pass, you could do, I know.
He charges for sex? How is he like a Hooker?
I don't know him that personally. Zach Wilson does intrigue me a little bit because I think if you get what we think we're getting with John Morton, in developing a quarterback and the relationship that we believe he'll have with Goff. Can he, as well as Mark Brunell, get enough out of Zach Wilson? Zach Wilson is not a lost cause. Is he a starting quarterback in this league? Absolutely not. But I do think that you could get him to fit in this offense better to get you out of a fourth quarter or a situation where you've got to get a couple of series out of a quarterback. I think he fits better than either of those other guys.
If they add Zach Wilson, Metro Detroit moms, be on the lookout.
Oh, I'll say this. I think Lance is a nothing. I mean, he went to the Cowboys and they couldn't find
You're
a
right.
way to get him in.
You're
I watched the Raiders next and it'll be out of the
You're
league.
Right.
I like Zach Wilson probably the most as a player out of this, but I will say Trask fits Goff's mobility and would slide in and keep the offense mostly the same in terms of just how you run it. You wouldn't have to change the playbook necessarily because he's a statue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Finally, let's focus on the defense. We're going to have to be quick here. Will these players be on the Lions roster in 2025? Carlton Davis.
Yes.
Derek Barnes.
No.
Yes.
Levi Onwuzurike.
No.
No. Although Brad loves him, but no.
Ife Malifonwu.
No.
No.
Marcus Davenport.
No.
No, because they better upgrade that spot.
Right.
I can see him coming back cheap.
No. And
one more year. I can see that being like a depth guy.
The issue with Iffy and Marcus Davenport is neither of those guys can stay healthy.
May I clearly state, Tom Milliken does not want Marcus Davenport back, but I could see them bringing him back the way they behave.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Okay. Five.
I don't want him back. No.
Five talking points and questions 5 days ahead of free agency.